A National Research Council committee did an independent study, and the committee says predictions of the amount of grain to be transported on the Mississippi in the future may still be high. Those figures have been in question since a whistleblower revealed the Corps distorted a needs analysis for a $1 billion project to reconstruct locks and dams on the river. A new study ensued. Mark 2000 is the Transportation Industry Group. Spokesperson Chris Brescia says more delay is not an option for exporters.
Every year that this traffic system increases in congestion, increases in the rate of unexpected closures because we're dealing with 70-year-old infrastructure, the more costs is imposed on the system, the less money Wisconsin farmers get for their grain.
But environmentalists are pleased with the NRC recommendation. Sierra Club activist Barb Frank sees no urgency to expand locks and dams.
If it was so urgent, it seems to me the barge companies would have said, okay, we need something right now, we can fix it. And they could have with scheduling, with, there are a variety of helper mechanical aids, better training of crews, just a variety of things. And they've been reluctant to do that, which makes me question how urgent they feel the situation is.
U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokesperson Ron Fournier says a recommendation on transportation and environmental improvements on the river will still go to Congress by fall. Fournier says it will still be up to Congress to decide if there's a delay. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.